Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Well, this is the pre-Suze News segment on a Friday, which is typically pretty light. I like to keep things light as we head into the weekend, but we can't do that today because of the attack on Iran by Israel and then the retaliation that's happening right now. And one of the things that's interesting about this, and we will have Ethan filling in for Suze News here in a second. Fred is in the studio. Jane Duker hanging out. But Iran has been badly, badly damaged in this. And some of this is just fascinating from just a planning and strategic aspect. I went over this story, and Jane, I don't know how much you dug into this thing with what Ukraine did. I think it was a totally undersold story in the legacy media because there's so much other things going on. They're going to make movies about what Ukraine did in this Trojan horse effort on
so
$2,000
cool.
drones that they snuck in. The truck drivers didn't even know they were there. They open
Brilliant.
Up the top of the trucks. They devastate part of the Russian arsenal. Well, in this particular situation, some of the same thing happened. Listen to this guy named Aaron Cohen, former Israeli defense guy.
This was a years-long operation, and Israeli operatives smuggled guided missile systems into Iran, and they placed them near air defense sites and then remotely activated them the moment the air campaign started. They also used undercover civilian vehicles with hidden launch systems inside, and they were driven into Iran ahead of time and used to knock out Iranian air defenses from within the country.
Yeah, it was quite a strike.
Mossad built a drone base near Tehran. Mm. And from there, they launched explosive drones at some of Iran's most dangerous missile sites. So this was a coordinated assault. And this is Israel saying to Iran, we're already in your backyard. And if you move towards that nuclear weapon, we will stop at nothing to keep you from getting to that finish line. This was a 10-year operation.
So a lot of the people who were in charge in Iran have been taken out. Like, the entire Air Force leadership in Iran has reportedly been taken out. Here's Jack Keane.
Iran will retaliate based on what they have left. They're literally fighting for their survival here. We have said for a long time, Iran is on their heels prior to this attack. And President Trump tried to get him to voluntarily dismantle the program. He gave him 60 days, and here we are. The 60 days are up. They didn't dismantle, and the Israelis are doing that.
So Jen Griffin is really good on Fox at some of these issues, and she was reporting, you know, there is now the question of how much are we involved?
The U.S. military is not involved right now in terms of offensive attacks against Iran's nuclear program. Those are only Israeli airstrikes that have been taking place, waves of Israeli airstrikes. And those airstrikes have been extremely effective. We're being told a number of the nuclear facilities inside Iran have been struck, including in recent hours, Fordo, which is the main site that is buried underground inside that mountain not far from Qom, which is southwest of Tehran.
Now, I found this interesting because we, of course, here in Missouri at Whiteman Air Force Base across the other side of the state, we have the B-2 bombers.
The United States is the only country that has a bunker buster, MOP bomb bunker buster of 30,000 pounds. And those bombs would be dropped by a B-2 bomber. We understand that the B-2 bombers, Air Force bombers, are not in the Middle East right now. They are based in Missouri at Whiteman Air Force Base. They had been moved to Diego Garcia during the Houthi campaign, but they had come home. They can fly a round trip to the Middle East from Whiteman, from Missouri, with a lot of air refueling. And so we can't rule out that the B-2s wouldn't be involved if the U.S. decided to get involved with striking Iran's nuclear program. But at this point in time, the White House and the Pentagon, the U.S. defense officials tell us that the U.S. military will only be involved in defending Israel. They will not be involved in attacking Iran's nuclear program.
So most of the focus that I've spent a couple of minutes in on have been on the attack on Iran. Well, there has been retaliation, and Trey Yangst is in Israel. Interestingly enough, and this is kind of a weird bedfellows thing, Scott Jennings, our friend Scott Jennings, is in Israel, and Caitlyn Jenner is in Israel. There was a headline that included Scott Jennings and Caitlyn Jenner at the same time, which is an odd thing, but they're not going to be allowed to move. We're watching video right now on Fox where they're undergoing rescue operations in Tel Aviv, and it got pretty hairy there earlier.
This is a significant attack, the attack the Israelis have been preparing for in response. Air raid sirens are now starting to sound across Tel Aviv, an indication, and I can see interceptors coming off from all directions. We don't know exactly how many missiles have been fired by the Iranians, but this is Israel's second largest city, a population of 300,000 people. And right now they are headed, and you're seeing an interception right there, up to the sky, Yaniv. Just stay with us. We just need to be calculated here.
Yeah, and he had to be calculated because he was addressing his cameraman. They're trying to do the best coverage. I don't know how these guys do it when they're in war and there's missiles coming over. Yeah. But this is where it kind of got, you know, a little crazy for even Trey Yangst and his photographer.
Okay, there's just a massive amount of fire coming to Tel Aviv right now. Yaniv, get ready to pull it off the stick. Get off the sticks. All right, let's go. Time to go.
Pulling the camera down, trying to get to safety there.
Guys, come on, everyone move. Everyone move now. Stay with us, stay with us. Pick up the gear, let's go.
So they had to clear out of there, but they're continuing to report live from Tel Aviv. They're bracing for more attacks. There's some amazing video that's coming out at this point. There's devastation and damage to many, many buildings. Here are some Israeli citizens.
I didn't feel afraid at all. This is something that the Israeli people have been dealing with for years. Rockets coming in, having to run into the safe rooms every day. Which society has to put up with that? Why should a country put up with that? And Israel shouldn't have to put up with that.
It's mandatory to take advantage and hit those facilities who will, further on, will take advantage and hit and will be targeted towards Israeli facilities. And I think it's mandatory to take advantage of it. I think it was a good attack.
All right, so what's next, though? Let me go back to Jack King. So what now happens?
Sanctions should be slapped on them to the maximum degree as a result of all of this. And certainly what Israel is doing is a movement in the right direction. We all know what's happening here. This is an existential threat for Israel. They cannot let them have a nuclear weapon. The president has underscored that significantly time and time again. And we're taking that off the table.
So,
I mean, it's interesting that Israel's doing it and we're not. I mean, I know we're helping, but, you know, I mean, we've always said there's no way Iran can have a nuclear weapon.
Well, there was a commitment from President Trump. And as I indicated on the roundtable, there are some people that are pushing from the what I would refer to as the more harder MAGA right.
They say,
we don't want this. This is not what we voted for.
It's not. But here's the problem. Iran will come here. At some point, if we do not destabilize them...
They're too dangerous.
At some point, we have to assume that we would be next. I mean, they know we're helping, so it's not like it's any big secret. And so, at some point, if they had the ability, they would come to the United States. I don't know if they have that ability anymore.
Well, that's
I hope
what this
not.
Is all about. Fred, what's happened like in the last hour since we've been in our coverage on the roundtable? Anything that you have noticed?
Just more rescue efforts in Tel Aviv. is what I'm seeing. But I'm also hearing that the Israeli military officials and the government are really, really upset. Not that they weren't to begin with, but that Iran is attacking and sending, you know, bombs into civilian neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they
and they're
care.
Saying that's only going to make our response even worse.
Right, because they were focusing on military right. targets with this right. attack.
So,
civilians
now they're seeing,
are being affected. Right.
Now they're seeing Israeli civilians being rescued, and that's making the Israeli military right. really, really angry.
I can already hear the narrative from many, sorry, Jane, on the left saying, well, look what you've done to the, you know, the people
the colonizers.
Of Palestine. Right, right. That's what they're going to say. You're going to get exactly what you deserve. So this is going to get very tricky as we head into the weekend. And I love Jen Griffin's report because, look, it's not out of the question. Obviously, we're not actively involved right now on any proactive level attacking, but are we defending? Are we helping to defend Israel right
yes.
now? I think that that's very clear. Now, the president hasn't had any comments today, has he?
No, no.
Okay.
He had that
surprised.
One meeting in the White House with all of his security advisors and secretaries, but he has not talked to the media since then.
And I don't know if you will today. We do have Ann Wagner set up for the next hour. She is very
Hello.
Involved in foreign affairs. She's been briefed in both classified and unclassified ways. So we'll get with Ann in the next hour. We have John Ziegler joining us from California. He was already on the schedule. And then my friend Annalise Basso. Annalise is a wonderful actress. She's been around for a long time. Very young. She's about my kid's age. I met her, I think, when she was 10 years old. She's in a new movie called The Life of Chuck. And it opens this weekend in St. Louis. I think Paul Hall has seen it. He'll talk about it a little bit after 4:30. We have Kusumano this afternoon, but Ethan Hannaford filling in for Sue's News. That's coming up next. Hang in there. We'll lighten the load a little bit on this Friday, a very stressful Friday.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Well, my Wi-Fi was down at home today, so I gave Ethan the joy of picking the music for today based on some previous lists. You did a good job. I love this song by the Stones, Angry. I like this one, Ethan, a lot. Yeah, but are you ready to pinch hit for Sue's News this afternoon?
Before I say yes, because I am, but, you know, I appreciate you saying that because, you know, that's a high compliment from Mark Rudin with your music
taste. I'm picky on the music, but I said dig up a list, do your best. You've done an outstanding job. Let's do this, though.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Except it's Ethan for Ethan's News. Today is Friday the 13th. I'll have a little bit of information on that in just a moment. But before that, it is also National Sewing Machine Day. You know, I'd be curious as to what percentage of people in my generation know how to sew.
Or even know what a sewing machine is.
I bet that's about 50%.
Jane, can you use a sewing machine? Of course you can, right?
Yeah, I have a sewing and an embroidery machine.
Okay,
it's one
how.
Machine.
Did I see that last week when I was at your house?
Yeah, you did.
In your fancy studio?
Yes,
okay.
You did.
I bet it's less than 1% of my generation can sew.
I bet it's less than 0.5%. Yes, I bet
my wife
right
can sew, though. So
good for her.
Fred, can you sew?
No, I
okay,
cannot.
Okay, good. You look like you might have had some skills there, the way that you were reacting.
No,
to
Joyce,
that story.
My neighbor, does all my
stuff. Of course.
Of course, it's Joyce.
Joyce right. is everything.
Give Joyce a little bit of love today. It's also National Blame Someone Else Day, and in honor of this holiday, Mark and Fred, I blame you both for me forgetting the random fact of the day sheet yesterday out there. It's on you guys. So, but I can confirm I do have one today.
If you ask my wife, she would say that I celebrate that day every single day.
Oh, you know what? I stand with Becky.
I might be guilty of that.
So I mentioned a moment ago that today is Friday the 13th. The good news, though, is that this is the only one of the year, or maybe that's bad news. If you're a dark soul out there that loves Friday the 13th, then maybe you're sad today. A month has a Friday the 13th only if the month begins on a Sunday. And that's only happening once in 2025. The next Friday the 13th will be in February of next year. And for what it's worth, a poll found that a majority of Americans don't even really care about the date today. When people were asked, do you think Friday the 13th is an unlucky day? 80% said it's probably or definitely not unlucky. What do you guys think?
I don't even think about it anymore, but Jane and Fred, I think you would agree. In previous media eras, it would be a big deal. Like, we'd always be talking about it. They talk about it at the CBS Top of the Hour News. It's Friday the 13th.
And they would find something freaky.
Yeah. Until you mentioned it, I didn't even think about it today.
I didn't either. And I think it probably has to do with just getting farther and farther away from
I think
from
a full moon is a little, gets people a little weirder. I do believe
hospital
it.
Workers will tell you that
yes,
for sure.
Full moon is people are weird. Oh, so yeah. I would say that's more dangerous than Friday the 13th.
This Sunday is Father's Day, and if you haven't still figured out a gift yet, well, here's what everyone else is buying. Google looked at the top trending Father's Day gifts we've been searching for over the past month, and here are the top 10. We'll start with number 10 and go to 1, of course. Number 10, personalized socks. Silly socks have become some sort of the 2025 version of buying your dad a tie, I guess. Okay. Is what
they're
saying.
A lot of people aren't wearing ties anymore. Yeah.
Number 9 is sunglasses, 8 golf bags, 7 swim trunks, 6 is tennis shoes, 5 is watch cases, 4 dart boards, 3 watches, 2 engraved cutting boards.
Thank you, Jane.
Explain what? Why?
I
why
have
are those
a
in?
I have
why
a laser right engraving now? Machine, and I engrave cutting boards, like big charcuterie boards, big ones.
Holy
cow! And I saw this in person.
He did, and it's yeah. And
why
people
are they in
love
right
them.
Now? What do people like about?
Because
them?
People one love charcuterie.
Yeah.
So that's like a big, sort of.
I can't even pronounce that word, so I'm glad you said it.
And it is nice to have a beautiful wood. To cut the meat, cut. I mean, you can do anything on it. And so, I've been getting a lot of orders for those.
We got one from as a wedding gift that has a big old fancy H on it.
There
and
you go.
I don't know if we've used it yet. So
really?
Maybe we'll need to break that out this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And then number one, any guesses? Any guesses for number one? Dad thinks.
Say golf bags. I don't know.
Golf bags is already on there.
Cologne.
Grills.
Oh yeah.
Come on. It felt
that
too
makes
obvious,
sense.
Guys.
Yeah.
We have a 9-foot grill. That's how grilled we
nine
got.
Foot.
It's insane. It's insane.
Do they have them that big at the ballpark?
I can vouch for this because I took the puppy over and I saw the big grill. It's just as wide as your backyard.
Yeah. And it's just like, it's just so outsized but it does do good work. I will say that.
So those are the top 10 Father's Day gifts, trending things to do for Father's Day, car shows, comedy shows, barbecues, buffets, amusement parks, Beer tastings, brunch, and massages were some of the top ones as far as Father's Day goes. So happy Father's Day in advance to Mark and to Fred.
It is first Father's Day in Houston, Evan, because of his son Idris. So this is a unique weekend for them, for sure. Ethan, you're not too far away from that. I know it's coming.
Still a couple years away from there. Still a couple years away from that. Pope Leo, funny story, guys, isn't even the most famous guy in his family. The New York Times researched his family tree, and they found out that he's actually related to a bunch of celebrities. The link is an ancestor from about six generations back. His name is, this is how Sue would say it, Louis... He was born in Quebec, and because of him, Leo is distant cousins with Justin Bieber, Justin Trudeau, Angelina Jolie, Hillary Clinton, and Madonna.
Wow.
That's a pretty good group. I mean,
that'd be an interesting party.
So, funny story. It's interesting that, right, he's related to Madonna, given that the Catholic Church has condemned her several times, the most famous one being when she released her Like a Prayer video in 1989. Yeah. A few years ago, Madonna reached out to Pope Francis asking to meet with him to discuss, in quotations, important matters. She told him, quote, "I've been excommunicated three times. It doesn't seem fair."
So did they ever meet? I'm guessing not.
As far as I see here, the answer is no. Another interesting one here. I thought you would find this interesting, Mark. The Grammys, I guess, must have gotten sick of hearing all the complaining about Beyonce deserving to win Best Country Album for Cowboy.
That was a travesty of a mockery of a sham.
Well, they just announced a major change for next year's Grammys. The award formerly known as Best Country Album will now be called Best Contemporary Country Album, and they will also be adding a new category, Best Traditional Country.
Okay,
God. So they're cheating.
It is still a travesty of a mockery of a sham.
Great album, but not Best Country Album, right?
Right. I mean, I, first of all, it wasn't Best Album.
Well, I would agree with you on that.
I mean, she just, it's rigged.
You can make a case for it, certainly outside of Best Country Album, I think.
I mean,
that's, everyone
whatever.
Can have their own opinions.
A couple of this date in histories and then birthdays, and then we'll wrap up with a random fact. 105 years ago today in 1920, for some reason, the U.S. Post Office Department ruled that children may not be sent by parcel post.
What year was that?
1920.
Just then. Before that, they were shipping kids around the country.
56 years ago in 1969, Mick Taylor replaced Brian Jones in the Rolling Stones. Totally why I played the Rolling Stones for this bump. Definitely did that on purpose. And then, 15 years ago, breakfast sausage legend, I guess he was a country singer as well, Jimmy Dean passed away at the age of 81.
Wow. Breakfast sausage legend.
I think he's probably more famous for that.
Not hearing that story, I thought that was the name of a group. I'm thinking Breakfast Sausage. What a great name for a group.
Happy birthday to Tim Allen, Chris Evans, Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen, the Full House twins. And then a random fact of the day here. During the 1960s Batman TV series, Robin said 356 different things after the word holy in his catchphrase. They included holy armadillo, holy hamburger, holy grammar, and my favorite, holy unrefillable prescriptions. And that is Ethan's news.
Fred, I think you'd agree. That was one of the best
moments on
Batman, for sure.
I saw every episode of that at least once.
Hall on Entertainment coming up.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We're getting Paul Hall on the horn. You know, Jane, as you know, I reviewed movies for, it was about 30 years from the late 80s until right around COVID time, and then decided to head in another direction because, well, the movie studio started doing things differently because of COVID, and I would go out to Hollywood, I'd do these junkets and interview the cast
and
have fun with
then.
That. And, you know, then I would air the interviews on Channel 4. Channel 4 started a show that was an hour, then they moved it to a half an hour, and then the studios realized, oh, hey, especially in smaller markets, we don't have to do, you know, interviews. We can do them on Zoom or whatever. So at that point, and for a variety of other reasons, because of my daughter, I stopped going to Hollywood, you know, 7-8 times a year, and I stopped going to movie screenings. So sadly, and I've always been a fan of going to see movies in the theaters because I think they work very well in the theaters. I even got away, as a guy who preached about going to see movies in the theaters, from movie theaters. I just haven't gone as much because I have a good sound system and a big TV. Last weekend, I went and saw Lilo and Stitch.
How was that?
At Ronnie's. I thought it was really good.
Oh,
took
good.
My daughter. My daughter got actually very emotional, but we saw the trailer for How to Train Your Dragon. Now, the original How to Train Your Dragon, one of my favorite movies, maybe one of my favorite animated movies of all time. It really is so good. Now, they're remaking it, right? So I have tickets for the IMAX this weekend for the live action because seemingly, after sitting in a seat during Lilo and Stitch and watching the trailers, 90% of the movies are remakes of animated films.
Of everything
films,
you've seen.
But also
right.
of animated films that they're turning into live action. And Paul Hall from Common Guy Films is with us. He can address that this afternoon. You have not seen How to Train Your Dragon yet, though, have you?
No, you know, as part of what you were just saying, with all the junkets and the interviews shutting down a lot of it, some of the middle markets out there, they've stopped screening movies. You know, this used to be a regular thing. I'd be out 5 days a week screening things. And so now it's me going out and catching things Thursday night so we can talk about it on Friday. And, well, didn't do that. I actually watched the hockey game last night.
Good
and
choice.
I made the right choice.
Can I just tell you something? And maybe it's just my mental state right now. When I was watching the trailer for How to Train Your Dragon, I got a little emotional because I love the movie so much. But I don't know how you can replace the, you know, the magic of the original. With Lilo and Stitch, Jane, here, this is one interesting. I don't think I told you this, Paul. My daughter then was interested in going back. We get home, and she's like, let's throw the original on. When you see the animation from the original compared to the new stuff, it looks like it's from like 1935. It looks that outdated.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So the new technology on the big screen, and I have IMAX tickets for Sunday morning for How to Train Your Dragon, so I'm looking forward to it. What do you got this week, though, Paul Hall?
Hey, first I want to talk a couple movies in there, or one movie in theaters, The Life of Chuck. We teased it last week a little bit, and now it's available for you to go see it on the big screen. This is a story, I think, do you have a clip here for
I
it
think
before I
do.
Get into it?
When you look up at the night sky, it can tell you stuff about your future. It won't lie to you. It's pure that way. You might see a lot more than you wanted, but if you have heart, you have hope, and you have heart in you.
So this is based on a Stephen King short story or a novel?
Short story in this case. And it comes together. It's this basically this story about a guy who they're celebrating. He's hitting his mid-30s, late-30s, and he's got kind of everybody's saying, thank you, Chuck, throughout the movie. We start in Act 3, and we work our way back to Act Two and Act One. So you see the ending before you see how it all began, and try to tie, as you tie the story back together and go back in your head through the linear transition of the film. It's one of those films that once you get to the end, it brings up a million questions in a good way. It makes the conversation, what I like to call, another colleague of mine and myself got together and called the parking lot test, which means when you're in the parking lot, you're going to be talking about this with whoever you went to the movie with, trying to just discuss what you thought, what they thought, and how it came together. It survives what we call the parking lot test because you're going to be talking about it long afterwards. The one person I want to call out, and I know you've got some more on this later, Mark, but there's the middle part. Annalise Basso shows up with Tom Hiddleston, and they basically do a dance sequence. It's the best, to me, it was the most fascinating point in the movie. And quite frankly, I didn't pick up on that it was Annalise until after the fact, because I went back and I looked it up. I'm like, how long has it been since I really saw her grab a scene? Her and Tom Hiddleston had an amazing chemistry and put a smile on my face for the entire act, too. Also in this movie, you got people like Mark Hamill, Chiwetel Ejiofor, Karen Gillan, and it will be fun to tie this together. I'm curious to think hear what other people think after the fact. I've got some real opinions, but I don't want to spoil this movie for anyone.
Well, so Annalise is from St. Louis originally, and the story is, and I'll share it, she's going to join us in the next hour. I was on an airplane heading to an award show 15 years ago when she was probably the age of my daughter, and I'm telling the people next to me that I'm going to the Critics' Choice Awards, and Marcy Basso, her mom, says, well, this is my daughter who is in a movie that was called Bedtime Stories with Adam Sandler at the time. She had a very small role. And I befriended the Basso family, including Gabriel, who is now a star. He's in the show The Night Agent. He was in Juror Number 2. His sister has been in a lot of different projects. She's extremely talented, but this is kind of one of the breakout roles for her. She was in the TV version of Snowpiercer and a bunch of other projects. She's been a working actress now since she was very young. She's going to join us, though, in the next hour from Los Angeles. So it's good. I haven't talked to her in a long time. I do keep in contact with the family and with her mom. I've lost a little touch with Gabe because he's become a big star, but I will share her, you know, with her, your rave review in the next hour when she joins us in just a little less than an hour.
Yeah, she did what is hard to do in a movie like this. It's more of a serious title, but I smiled ear to ear during her dance sequence. It was something that came up at an unexpected point, and it really kind of codifies a lot of the movie together in my head.
That is awesome.
That's a great point. But, you know, you also forget, you know, Gabe played the vice president, too, back in the day.
And what was that?
J.D. Vance. He played him in Hillbilly Elegy.
That's right. I was forgetting about that. Yeah, he was the star of Hillbilly Elegy. That was his first big starring role. You're right. How could I forget that?
Yeah.
I didn't love that. I will say this. I did not love that movie. That's maybe why I forgot. I didn't love the movie. Yeah. But yes, you're correct about that.
I just think it's ironic, you know. I'll tell you what. Let's go back and talk about something you brought up a couple weeks ago you were looking forward to, Mark. It's over on Netflix now. Trainwreck, the Astroworld tragedy. Have you had a chance to check it out yet? It just dropped.
Yeah, I have a little clip from that.
Travis Scott Live is an experience.
His fans
look at him like he's the messiah of music.
Astroworld Fest was a concert that you didn't want to miss.
As soon as they let the gates open,
they lost all control of the entry points.
There was a countdown clock until Travis Scott came out.
And that's when it started getting pretty hectic.
People are dead and hundreds others hurt.
One lawsuit claims the festival was a, quote, predictable and preventable tragedy.
And I don't remember all the details. Mm. Ethan, you even said, did you see him on that tour, Travis Scott?
Yeah, I saw him just a couple of months before that. And it was the craziest concert I have ever been to. It is pure chaos.
So when that happened, perhaps you weren't as surprised as other
Anyone
people
else?
Might have been.
No, because Travis Scott fans are just crazy. They just love his music, and it's all about raging and, you know, opening up the circles and the mosh pits, and it makes total sense for a crowd that big for there to be a lot of trampling going on.
All right, so you've seen the doc, Paul?
Yeah, I've seen the doc, and it just makes you angry at everybody, whether it's Travis Scott, Live Nation, the promoters, the business, the entire venue. Everyone around it, you just feel kind of a little bitter at. Even people that were just regular people, like cameramen, were kids in the crowd tried to stop this show. They tried to stop it immediately as things went on, but they were just kind of shushed away, as were everyone else. Now, who was shushing? I don't know whether it was, they don't draw that conclusion, whether it was Travis Scott, Live Nation, or someone else. It's an amazingly heartbreaking story. It will, if you watch this, it will give you new eyes when you go to your next concert on the way the concert is laid out and how you're going to go in, how some of these things were the way it was laid out, and people just went immediately to the closest area instead of spreading out. And, you know, you wonder aloud, they sold like 50,000 tickets for this when they should have had 35,000 in front of the stage. It's way too many.
And some of us are old enough to remember what happened in 1979 in Cincinnati with the Who concert. Sold out concert. You had people that rushed the doors, and some people would travel. Trampled. The other thing is, Jane, you remember this. Like, and they do this now very differently because some concerts will have seating in the front rows. Like the older acts, like the Eagles, will still have seats. But Ethan's age, and even a lot of the bands that I follow, they have more of a GA situation, right? But back in the day, Ethan, I don't know if you know this, back in the day, if you'd say, I'm going to use Bob Seger as an example at the arena, at the old Checker Dome, right? Mm-hmm. So you'd have all the seating on the floor, and then if you were in row 15 or row 20, you would try to do something like, it was called stage rushing, all right?
Absolutely.
And there was always a point where you couldn't do that. The security's like, okay, you're not going to do it. But then at the end of the show, for the encore, there was always a point where the security was greenlit to say, okay, go up and rush the stage, which kind of in the aftermath of what happened, certainly with the Who, and in the aftermath of this particular incident, seems crazy, but that's how we used to do it back in the day, as they say.
The Beach Boys, I did it.
Sure.
And of course you're going to try to angle to the front.
The amazing thing about this concert was half the crowd on the left side was the part of the crowd that was in trouble. The crowd on the right side, nothing was wrong. And so they were enjoying an actual show. On the left side, chaos ensued just because of the way it was laid out. That's over on Netflix. Check that out. Also check out over on Netflix briefly their version of the Titan, the Ocean Gate disaster. It actually got me a little bit more than the other one that launched on Max a couple weeks ago. This is, again, some things that make you angry at people that were in charge and just why people ignored the warning signs.
You know,
it could have prevented deaths.
I tried to watch the beginning of that, and then I stopped myself because I thought it's just going to be too sad to watch.
Maybe
I'll dive into that one. But here's one I will recommend, and maybe I'm going to recommend it mainly for people who love the game of golf. I don't know if it applies as well, but I have checked out the first four episodes of Stick on Apple TV Plus with Owen Wilson and Mark Maron. I think it's fantastic. But again, I'm a golf guy. Dan Reardon's going to join us in an hour with the U.S. Open update. So if you're a fan of Owen Wilson, though, it's a great role for him. There is a little bit of a sad angle that kind of takes effect that you can see coming, and that's a little uncomfortable because it's a tragedy that occurred in the family. He plays a professional golfer who kind of had a psychotic incident on the golf course for good reason, I think we're learning. And it's really good. It's heartwarming. It's funny. The characters are great, so I would highly recommend that. There's another Apple TV Plus show called Echo Valley that's out. What's that one about?
This is a new movie with Julianne Moore and Sydney Sweeney, a feature-length film over there that is a kind of a thriller slash mystery type of thing. It's okay. It should be better given the people that are involved in it. But for the most part, you will follow this along. And again, you'll find people in this movie, just like it seems like is the common thread of everything today, that you really just don't like. And you're meant to not like them, and you don't like them. So that's good. Hmm. I love it just to watch Julianne Moore and Sydney Sweeney. And last but not least, over on Prime Video, a new movie called Deep Cover. This is with Bryce Dallas Howard, Orlando Bloom, who it seems like we've missed him for a while, about improv actors who get recruited by the police to go under deep cover and do their improv to make it look like they fit in. Sometimes funny, sometimes a lot of action and a lot of violence.
So much content, though. Again, it's even for someone like me who has maybe a little bit more time than most people, it's so hard to keep up with all the... See, I started watching Sirens. It seems too chicky for me.
Oh, no.
Really?
Nope.
Should I watch it?
You should watch it.
Okay. That's on Netflix,
I want
right?
to see a season two.
Yeah,
Netflix.
There's going to be one. It's obvious.
Okay. I watched like the first 5 minutes. I'm like, I don't know about this one. But you're telling me to stick with it?
I've seen all 10 episodes of Stick, Mark. Keep with it. Definitely. You will be impressed before it's all said and done.
And Paul, the Shaq documentary is really good on Netflix.
There you go.
There's another 30-minute
episodes.
All right. Paul, tell folks so they can find your reviews.
CommonGuy.com. And coming in November, we have zombie breakfast foods. I'll give you more about that later.
Right, we'll see you. Take care. Thank you. Jane, you're going to take off early. We're going to talk to Cusimano next. Have a great week. See you in 2 weeks. You're off next Friday. So am I. Well, let's bring Frank Cusimano from KSDK into the mix this afternoon. And let's just start with hockey because, shamefully, I gave up on that game last night. And Ethan was texting me as I was watching something else and said, hey, how about that? And I noticed it was tied, so I watched it into the overtime. We have a series, don't we?
We do. And you know what, Mark? That was historical because you have to go back to 1919 to find a team at home in the Stanley Cup Final that led by 3 goals and ended up losing the game. And I know, you know, it's a 2-2 series, but if Florida loses this thing, they're just going to look back on that Game 4 and think, gosh, we had them and we blew it.
Didn't all of the overtime, there's 3 overtime games, the third game was a blowout, but weren't all the games that went into overtime sort of tied up in the last minute or so or last 2 minutes of the game, basically?
They were. That's what makes this like the most spectacular series that I can remember. I don't know, like television rating wise, I think I mentioned it to you. They had 2.4 million viewers for Game 1. The Super Bowl gets 127 million. But who cares? Right. If you're watching it, you love it. If you're not watching it, too bad.
Well, I think it's fantastic, and I've even, you know, declared I'm not the biggest hockey guy, but I gave up on the game that was a blowout the other night. I thought last night was turning into a blowout. I'm glad that Ethan texted me, and I came back to it because that was fun. They play again tomorrow night, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, hey, yeah. Hey. And it's great to see, by the way, St. Louis and Matthew Tkachuk, who's finally getting healthy. People were wondering why he's been so quiet. He's like finally healthy. He had 2 more goals last night.
Hey, Frank, didn't they change the goalie for Edmonton when they were down, and the guy that came in just stood on his head, and they were like, oh, this guy's going to be in the next game.
You got to go back to him. Yes, there's no doubt about it. He was the difference in the game for Edmonton, no doubt about it. He stopped the bleeding.
All right, speaking of bleeding, the Cardinals are doing a little bleeding right now, aren't they?
Yeah, and I don't want to be too negative here, but you just have a scary feeling that they could, you know, by Sunday night, this could really, really be ugly. Now, who knows? Maybe they win tonight. I don't like the matchup. Peralta's a really good pitcher from Milwaukee, but it's 5 losses in a row, and it's getting your ace, who you're paying $25 million a year to. You wanted him to stop the bleeding last night. He got rocked, and, you know, like, after the game, it's not good. I'm not good. We're not good. I mean, he just kept saying that. It's a little weird hearing your star pitcher talk like that, but it's rough right now. They got to find a way to win some games in Milwaukee.
Yeah, Frank, you know, there's been a lot of strengths for this team early in the year, and I would argue the biggest one has been the offense. And right now, it doesn't seem to be clicking at quite the level that it was earlier in the season. And I think one of the guys that's concerning me the most right now is Lars Nootbaar, whose struggles have continued on here for a decent amount of time. What are you seeing from him, and how close are we potentially to seeing him getting pulled out of that leadoff spot, do you think?
Well, I haven't seen the lineup tonight, but I would definitely make that move tonight. But it's brutal. I mean, the last day game here in St. Louis, he came up 5 times, struck out 4 times. He's just been in a horrendous slump, and I don't see the point in having him lead off as we speak. Now, I will say this, in defense of the Cardinal offense, arguably their best offensive player has been Brendan Donovan, and now he has an injured toe issue that I don't think it's serious. They're trying to avoid the injured list, but not having him just exacerbates the Cardinals' offensive issues.
So that kid that was on the mound for the Brewers last night, Jacob Mizorowski is his name. He's a Blue Springs kid, right, from the other side of the state. That's my understanding. He looked like he was like 10 years old.
Yeah, and ironically, he's from the other side of the state, but he grew up a Cardinal fan, and he was talking about how weird it was to make his Major League debut against the team he absolutely loves. But, Mark, how about him, like, you know, 1 or 2 pitches in, already throwing 100 miles an hour. I mean, who starts the game throwing 100 miles an hour? You have to go back to Justin Verlander when he was like 24. So he's going to be scary for years to come for Milwaukee.
Didn't he have to go out, though, because he kind of rolled his ankle walking to the dugout or something weird like that?
He did something that we middle-aged men do all the time, just kind of like turn your ankle when you're casually walking. It was really a dorky way to go out, but still, it was 5 magnificent innings.
So I don't know how much you know about this. Because when I talk to you, sometimes I pop on ESPN to see if there's anything interesting. Antonio Brown is facing attempted murder charges. You know anything about that?
Well, I just saw the story. I don't know too much about it, but I don't think it, like, shocks anybody because he's been a career knucklehead. But attempted murder, this is even brutal for him. Yeah.
Based on something that he was allegedly involved in during a boxing event in Miami last month. So that's some news this afternoon. All right, what's coming up on your show on Sunday night?
Well, big thing is going to be the Bomarito 500. It's going to be I just left the track about an hour ago, and it's almost like the feel of their first ever Bomarito 500. In fact, in terms of Indy cars coming to St. Louis. So we're going to do the show live from there. We're going to be with all the drivers, and it's going to be a cool show, I think, live right after the race.
Awesome. Thank you, Frank. Have a great weekend.
All right, guys. Thank you. Take care.
Thanks, I'm looking forward. I was mentioning, you know, as far as movies and sports go, the F1 movie that's coming out in a few weeks, the trailer for that looks spectacular.
Yeah.
I was mentioning the studios locally are trying to get Kenny Wallace to host a screening. I can't remember if they settled on a date. But that one looks like one, we were addressing this earlier, that I would like to see on the big screen. I mean, there's just certain movies. And Superman, the trailer for James Gunn's Superman, which opens up on the 11th of July, looks fantastic. And that comes from someone who is so sick and tired of comic book movies. The Avengers, I got so sick and tired of the Marvel movies because you get worn out on them. And then if you get behind on those movies, it's hard to catch up, and you don't know what's going on.
So hard to catch up.
But Superman would be one. I'm going to go see How to Train Your Dragon this weekend on the IMAX. So I'm kind of back in the game, Fred, when it comes to seeing movies in the theaters.
You got that and the new Fantastic Four, like back-to-back, that and Superman. So those two have been
and
really
the
highly
trailer,
regarded.
For, there again, I would say, you know, if you would just tell me the Fantastic Four, there's another movie. I say I don't really care because the other one was so terrible. That looked pretty good. Yeah. I saw the trailer last week. It looked fantastic. All right. Thank you very much, Frank Cusimano. Watch that show on Sunday night. And we're coming back with Ann Wagner to brief us on Iran. John Ziegler also at the top of the hour. Annalise Basso, St. Louis-born native actress in the movie The Life of Chuck in the next hour, plus an audio cut of the day.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.